Hello everyone, this is Marshall Kirkpatrick walking down the streets of Portland, Oregon with my dogs, getting some daylight walkie time. Just saw an article on the BBC via Twitter. If you look at my Twitter account, at Marshall K, you'll see that I tweeted a link out to it. An article about some new scientific research arguing that there are neurological similarities, very close neurological similarities, between highly creative people and people who are schizophrenic to the point of insanity. The common link being that both are, come on dogs, come on, both are lacking in a particular receptor apparently that helps keep one's mind within the bounds of what's possible, and it's a continuum. I said, for some people, they're able to think outside of the bounds of what's considered possible, and that turns into creativity. For others, it has frightening consequences with regard to their mental health, and for some number of people, both are experienced. So, I think that's really interesting on a lot of different levels, and it's tempting then to think, is there anything I can learn from that would help increase my own creativity? If it's really about thinking outside of the bounds of what's considered possible, if that's the definition of if that's this definition of creativity, that's pretty interesting. Camus, sorry, trying to hold three devices at once. Two leaves. Well, obviously a person shouldn't just be irresponsible and think crazy thoughts and hope that that will increase their creativity. But perhaps spending some time thinking about the boundaries of what's even considered possible, thinking explicitly about it, thinking about those limits, and thus considering whether there's anything that perhaps is inaccurately understood as the boundaries of what's possible would be helpful. And that's probably a terribly, come here, Camus, terribly rational approach to what's being described as a, god damn it, hey, there's nothing like a dog tangled up in a leash. Happens all the time. Yeah, that's probably a terribly rational approach to what's being described as an irrational process, and maybe my propensity to think rationally like that means that I don't get to participate in either end of those spectrums, which is probably not the worst thing that ever happened to a person. But I'm going to spend some time thinking about that, thinking, is there anything that a person can learn from that observation and use as an act of free will to increase creativity. I suspect there is, but it may only be helpful as a thought exercise, as an analogy. And in fact, any attempt to translate that directly into a course of action may be wishy-washy pseudoscience, you know, taking science, taking a superficial scientific explanation of something way too far as a layman. We'll see. Love to know your thoughts. Take care. Bye-bye.